Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Diaspora Forum, a platform where we discuss issues affecting Zimbabweans in the diaspora. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm Tungamili Nkomo. Today, we are focusing on the U.S. presidential debate that took place last night between Vice President Kamala Harris of the Democratic Party and Republican Party candidate, former President Donald Trump. The two clashed on issues such as abortion, immigration, and foreign policy. VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman, has details from the candidates' first debate in Philadelphia.
Standing 2 meters apart with no audience in the room, the two presidential nominees, who had never met before Tuesday night, had their first encounter, hosted by ABC News and simulcast on other broadcast networks to tens of millions of likely American voters. Vice President Kamala Harris spoke to those voters as much as she responded to the attacks from former President Donald Trump, setting much of her own course following President Joe Biden's withdrawal from the race.
Clearly, I am not Joe Biden, and I am certainly not Donald Trump. And what I do offer is a new generation of leadership for our country, one who believes in what is possible, one who brings a sense of optimism about what we can do instead of always disparaging the American people.
Trump blamed Harris, whom he called a Marxist, for a surge in illegal migration into the United States.
They've destroyed the fabric of our country. Millions of people let in.
Trump, without evidence, also blamed Harris for Russia invading Ukraine and the war in Gaza.
She hates Israel. At the same time, in her own way, she hates the Arab population because the whole place is going to get blown up. Arabs, Jewish people, Israel will be gone.
For Trump, it was his seventh time on the presidential debate stage, for Harris, her first. She said the Republican nominee is unfit to return to the White House, and there's a consensus about that among world leaders, except for the autocrats, whom Trump admires.
You adore strongmen instead of caring about democracy.
Trump's surrogates in the spin room, such as Republican Congressman Byron Donalds of Florida, said Harris failed to articulate what she would do as president.
Kamala Harris, all she did was attack him. She didn't talk about the policies. She didn't talk about her differentiations between her and the Biden administration. When Afghanistan came up, what did she say? A lot of nothing.
Nearly a third of voters polled prior to the debate said they were familiar with Trump and needed to learn more about Harris. The debate flushed out a clear contrast between the two, according to a Democratic Party congressman from California, Ted Lieu.
Kamala Harris was presidential. Donald Trump was weird and incoherent.
Unless Trump and Harris debate again before Election Day, this may have been their best opportunity to try to sway the relatively small number of undecided voters in the 7 swing states expected to decide who will become the next president of the United States. Steve Herman, VOA News, Philadelphia.
After Tuesday's contentious debate, Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, and President Joe Biden made a joint appearance Wednesday morning at a ceremony in New York to remember victims of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks that killed 2,983 people in the United States. Trump and Harris shook hands in a brief encounter at the Ground Zero commemoration site. In a statement marking the attacks by Al-Qaeda Islamic militants, President Biden said, quote, "On this day 23 years ago, terrorists believed they could break our will and bring us to our knees. They were wrong. They will always be wrong. in the darkest of hours, we found light. And in the face of fear, we came together to defend our country and to help one another. Close quote. Kuhlelo Life Talk Diaspora Forum namhlanje sixoxa ngamalungiselelo okhetho lweMelika. Kulandela ingxoxompikiswano yabancintisayo izolo unkosikazi Kamala Harris omela ibandla lamaDemocrats kanye lomnumzana Donald Trump owebandla lamaRepublicans. Ababili laba behlukene ngemibono kundaba ezijiyeneyo ezigoqela olokuthuthukisa umnotho olwabantu bokuza i-immigration kanye lodaba lwamalungelo abesifazana awokukhipha izisu. Namhlanje ekuseni babe sekusakhiwo esakhelwa abantu abafela kungozi ekuhlaselweni kweMelika ngama Tororo Al-Qaeda ngo-2001 New York. Bahlangene ke khonapho uDonald Trump, uKamala Harris kanye lomongameli uBiden bekhumbula abantu laba kusakhiwo esisaziwa ngokuthi yiGround Zero. Kusehlakalo lesi kwafa abantu abafika phose inkulungwane ezintathu, almost 3,000 ngo-2001. Ongo batereri ve Studio 7 ndiyo nyaya ya tiro ukurukura nezwayo nasi pachirongwa chedu uche Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Nyaya sarudzo ye mutungamiri we America ichaitwa musuwa 5 mbuzi gore rino. Vacha kwekwiza musarudzo i amai Kamala Harris ve Democratic Party naba Donald Trump ve Republican Party vakaita gakavane zuro. Vakaratiza kupokana kwa kanyanya pamusoro penyaya zakasiyana siyana zinosanganisira nyaya zeupfumi hwenyika, nyaya yevabvakure kana kuti immigration, pamwe chete nenyaya yekodzero yemadzimai yekubvisa nhumbu. Nasi amai Harris vaTrump pamwe nava Joe Biden vanova mutungamiri hwenyika vasangana vanga vari kuNew York pachiitiko chekurangarira vanhu vanoda kusvika 3,000 vakafira pamaterrorist attacks akaitika muno muAmerica mugore ra2001. Apo matororo eAl-Qaeda akapamba ndege akauraya vanhu vanoda kusvika ivo 3,000. We will be right back to discuss this issue further with our panel. For now, let's take a short break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. We are now joined via Skype by our panelists, Mr. Dan Moyo, a Democratic Party supporter based in Virginia. And joining us by phone is Mr. Innocent, then a Republican supporter based in Texas. Welcome to both of you gentlemen. Let me start off with you, Mr. Moyo. What did you make of last night's debate?
Well, if shellacking is a term that one can use, is exactly what I witnessed, what we all witnessed yesterday. It was brutal for Trump. When you see even other Republican commentators from Fox also acknowledging the fact that it was a disaster, Trump just didn't know what hit him. He was confused on the stage. He was angry. He was rambling. He just lost it because he didn't know what to expect with Kamala. There's been so many lies that he has been spreading about Kamala's caliber as a person, but didn't she show up last night? You could see that the whole debate turned out to be really like a trial case where Kamala Harris, as the attorney, presented the case to ask the voters who are the jury, telling us, showing us the flaws of this man here that Republicans call their leader, who is a complete failure and a disgrace to the nation of America. Yesterday was shameful. I don't think Trump will ever accept another debate with Kamala Harris after yesterday because it was bad, really bad.
Thank you there, Mr. Moyo. Let me go to Mr. Innocent Nenda, who supports the Republican Party. Mr. Nenda, you have just heard there from Dan Moyo, a Democrat. What's your assessment of yesterday's debate?
Thank you very much. Yeah, the debate went well, but on the Democratic Party, it was more of a personality rather than policies, because I didn't hear anything tangible that Kamala talked about. This is not a movie or a comedy. There should be policies which are being talked about 4 years to come. Because they've been in office for 4 years and they've done nothing, they changed nothing. So for her to come and say she wants to change, what does she want to change if she's been there for 4 years and she didn't change anything? She failed on immigration. She failed on Afghanistan war, a lot of things. And also on this thing of women's rights they're talking about, they're not pro-life in a way, because how can you abort a pregnant that has got like 8-9 months? That is unfair to humanity. So at times we should look at policies. And now they are talking about frack. But they failed frack for the past 4 years because they stopped a lot of these mining companies around Dakota and Texas. So they got nothing on the table rather than rhetoric. So we don't deal with the rhetorics, but policies. Because by the end of the day, economy is boosted by policies, and people need to live, not to listen to rhetoric. This is not a movie.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Mr. Nenda. You just said something, though, that has been debunked many times. Even Kamala Harris denied it yesterday, that they are allowing or they condone abortion at 8 to 9 months. She said yesterday, that's a myth, that's a lie, that is not true. I just wanted to make that clear there.
No. She didn't answer that one. She was asked.
She did. She said it's not true that they are for abortion at 8 to 9 months. She said,
What policy do they have? Rather than she said, I will sign a bill when I get to Congress. She didn't say anything, which means they don't have a policy about it.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Moyo, can you come in there?
Yeah, Mr. Ndena Onenda, I'm not sure how to pronounce his name. He is parroting exactly what is the Republican strategy of dealing with this situation with Trump. What they do is they lie, 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 and hope that those lies are going to turn into some truth at some point. So yesterday, Trump was fact-checked and proved to have lied like 33 times in that debate. And these are the lies that I guess the fact-checkers just wanted to bring up. But there were obviously more lies because Trump does not have any policies. Trump, even when he was asked about the Affordable Care Act, and that he has been trying to push for it to be dissolved, and he was asked if he has a plan to replace it, he was stumped because he's not used to being fact-checked. When he was asked, what's your plan? He's like, oh, we have a concept paper. But the guy was in power. He was the president for 4 years, and Obamacare was there during those 4 years. Couldn't he at least come up with a document with a better plan that challenges the Obamacare? It just shows failure. You look at the failures regarding the foreign affairs with Trump. He talks about the war in Ukraine, that if he is in power, the war will end within a day. All he's saying there is he'll give Russia what it wants. He'll give Putin what it wants. Trump just adores all these dictators, which is really, really why Americans have to be careful about this man putting him back in power, because the guy admires dictators. He admires Putin. He admires Xi Jinping. He admires this boy from North Korea. He even said that if he's made president again, he's going to be a dictator for one day.
Mr. Moyo, let me come in there. Your candidate also, though, Kamala Harris, she was very evasive on many issues. The first question that she was asked to open the debate was on the economy. And the question was, do you think Americans are better off today than they were 4 years ago? She didn't answer that. Why?
I can answer it for her.
Americans
are way much better with the Biden administration than they were during Trump. I can tell you, when the Biden administration took over, the unemployment rate in this country was way above since the last recession. That showed, to me, that's an important metric for measuring the health of an economy, if its workers are employed. I'm glad you are showing this caption of waitresses. The Democrats are the ones who've been pushing for a fair wage for people who work as waitresses. The Democrats have pushed that tips not be taxed for waitresses. So the life for the people in the United States is way far much better. People have jobs. People can afford housing. Can't talk about inflation, which they think is what is their measure of whether people are happy or whether life is better. Yes, prices have gone up on certain goods, but you ask yourself why. It is because of COVID, because the supply chains were destroyed during COVID. And why was COVID? Why did COVID cause such damage to the economy? It's because Trump failed to handle it. So again, the rise in prices of goods and commodities is because of Trump's failures.
Thank you, Deva Moyo. Let me come to you, Mr. Ednenda. You heard Mr. Moyo there. He's saying Americans are better off today than they were 4 years ago, a question that Kamala Harris couldn't answer yesterday. He says whatever is not going well in the economy is all because of your candidate, Mr. Trump.
I like when people talk blind liars like this, because when you look at the economy, what is the measure of economy? I know Mr. Moyo better. He knows the measure of economy. He tried to answer it in a different way. You measure economy through inflation. What was the rate of inflation when Trump was in office? Even if you look at the commodity prices, when Trump was in office, gas was even a dollar something, was sold at a dollar something a gallon. Look at now. The inflation is at rampant because of their policies. But these guys, they don't know how to run an economy. They have failed a lot of things, you know. In the hiding on the basis of the Green Deal, which they don't even know how to implement. That's why she couldn't even answer on that one. And also on the basis, Mr. Moyo was trying to talk about wars, like what Trump, when he said Trump lied about wars. You know, there's only one president in America. For 4 years, Trump has never fought even a war. There was no bloodshedding at all. When Trump was in office, there was no war in the world. There was peace in the world. Whereas in this administration has killed a lot of people in Ukraine, in Afghanistan, in Israel. It's war everywhere. But when Trump was in office, Trump could use his mouth to stop the wars. He told Putin to stop it. He told the North Korean guy to stop it. And nobody, we never lose life during Trump's time. But look what's happening now. We have lost a lot of people, a countless number. So that's a blind lie again. So you better talk facts, not just talk rhetoric, you guys are Democrats. Mm-hmm. It's high time you look at your fact-checking rather than just talking.
Then there was the issue of immigration. It was also front and center in this debate, where Mr. Trump made an argument against the Biden administration for failing to stem illegal immigration into the United States. Then Mr. Trump went on to allege that illegal immigrants were coming in, and they were committing a lot of crime, including eating pets, like dogs and cats. Where was that coming from, Mr. Nende?
Yeah, on that one, I would like to admit, he did, well, Trump talked about it, you know, because of the Vice President, J.D. Vance, he said he saw. There are some exceptional things which happens in society, but we can't put them on the table to generalize to everyone. That was wrong, what Trump did. Well, you know, what's wrong is wrong. Because what happened is J.D. Vance saw this maybe somewhere in Springfield, Ohio. Then you want to put a blanket to every immigrant. That's very wrong.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Devan. And Mnumzana Moyo, ngena khona apho udaba lwe-immigration. Simzwile, yebo, imingcele yakuleli yavuza. Bagcwele abantu eTexas bangena mihla lamalanga. Abantu abangela maphepha. Ludubo oluhluphayo mpela, umntu wonke uyakuvuma lokho. Kodwa ungathini nge-issue kaerezwe ngubaba uTrump izolo ukuthi ama-immigrants babuya lapha bezokudla izinja labomagidi labomangoyi babantu?
Well, kuyatshengisa ukuthi uTrump asaphelelanga ekhanda, ngoba njengomuntu ofuna ukuba ngupresident welizwe leli kumele abekwazi ukuthi i-America le akhiwa ngama-immigrants. Yena enjana okhokho bakhe labokhulu izihlobo zakhe zabuya lapha zingama-immigrants. So ama-Democrats thina sithi siyavuma ukubana i-illegal immigration akusiyonto enhle, and thina sithi abantu mabavunyelwe ukungena ngendlela e-more humane, indlela e-treat-a abantu as human beings. Hayi indlela yakhe eyokuthi abantu batreatwa njengamakati lezinja lezi athi zidliwa ngama-immigrants. UTrump yena ngokwakhe udubo lwakhe ukuthi he is a racist. I feel sorry for umfowethu uMr. Nenda osupporta i-racist, umuntu omzondayo just for i-color yeskin yakhe. UNenda angaze azame kanjani ukuthi asupport uTrump amvotele. UTrump yena ngokwakhe vele akamboni njengomuntu. Umbona nje njengesinye isilwane kumele sisetshenziswe njengesikhathi se-slavery. Umu-racist, umuntu owalela abantu abamnyama ukuthi barente i-apartment yakhe e-New York waze he had to be sued. Bamusa enkantolo for indaba enjalo. So umuntu onjalo ekuqaleni for ilizwe elifana le-America, ilizwe eli-very diverse, elile mhlobo yonke yabantu, akusomuntu olungele ukuthi angaba yinkokheli yaleli lizwe.
Kumele sikusho though ukuthi uTrump yakulandula konke khonoko ukuthi wayesalela abantu lokuthi ukhetha abantu ngombala. Andisoke kwa mu uyakulandula Trump ukuthi uyiresist kodwa othi ngiye kuba bunenda. Va nenda tukona kana tichitarisa nyaya yekutyizana kweAmerica nedzimwe nyika yatingati iforeign policy. Kana tichitarisa matongero akamboita vaTrump makore aya vachiri mutungamiri wenyika, tingati kana vakahwina tichaona vachityizana sei nedzimwe nyika, foreign policy yavo inenge yakamira sei zvikuru sei nenyika yeZimbabwe?
Foreign policy yavo haina kunyanya kushata. We saw what happened patakabva muna pa 4 years dzavatonga. Vari kutaura kudyidzana nedzimwe nyika in terms of trade. Because as a businessman he believes in trade. But there are some tariffs avanozoisawo nekuwedzera kuti America ibenefite more. Saka ndozvinove zvinorambwa kuti nevamwe kuti but zvinove zvinobenefita marudzi nevana vachazouya nemakore achazouya. Semubereki kana uchiita kana kuti semukuru wenyika, you have to do things which benefit you. So you put America first, which is obvious, so that it can help children and children which are going to come. He doesn't like people taking advantage of America vachingotora zvinhu kana kuti zvipiya zvakachipa. Maererano nezimbabwe yamataura, hapana chakamboipa. American foreign policy is clear. Vane tarisawo zvekuti nyika inge ichirarama isina kudzvanyirira vanhu vayo, inge ichirarama ichipa vanhu mukana wekuti vararame mune zvakanaka. That's their foreign policy, so that vanokwanisa kunge vachisenza nesu. Saka Zimbabwe tofanira kugadzirisawo mune izvozvo. Zvakafanana neve madhibhetsi ari kuitwa anoratidza kuve democratic, whereas kwedu kunana Zimbabwe hakuna kana chinotombonzi dhibheti chacho nenyaya yekuti kune udzvanyiriri. Saka ipackage itoripo, mapolicies aripo as an American, haanei kuti democratic kana kuti republican.
Konyaya yeeffect ya Taylor Swift muimbi takaona nezuro after the debate achiendosa yamai Harris achiita chavavhotera nekuti abvumirane naTrump. We know kuti Taylor Swift munhu mukuru, she's a youth, a very popular musician. Hamuoni izvi zvichivabatsira here amai Harris pachindimbo?
Not much. Munhuwo chekutanga icitizen ane raiti yekuve nemunhu aanodawo. Saka hazvina kwechakamboipa. Hazvireva kuti kana ndichiteedza Taylor Swift kana ndichifarira mumhanzi yake ndaakuvhota nezvaanoda. I vote for policy, nezvandinodawo zvinondiitirawo. Saka izvo zvangu fanira kuti kumarepublicans handingafambe ndichitaura kunana Hauk Hogan, kunana Kid Rock vari kuteera Trump. That doesn't change my perception yekuvhota ini.
Well said there. Vandenda, nemuzana moyo ngibuye kuwe. Sigqiba uhlelo ngamafitshane. I-effect kaTaylor Swift umhlabelelo othi uzavotela uTrump ubona iminjani? Ubona kuliphathisa yini ngamafitshane?
Kakhulu mfowethu, because nanzelela la uTaylor Swift ule following inkalakatha ye-following, especially kwabatsha. Intsha iyamlandela. So ma une-following enjalo, okuvamisa ukwenzeka ikuthi imibono yakho ama followers akho layo ayayilandela. So i-endorsement ka Taylor Swift for uKamala Harris into enkulu kakhulu, and siyayijabulela thina njengama Democrats. And sibona intsha ivuselelwa ngoba intsha ibingavoti esikhathini esiningi.
Let's leave it there. Mr. Moy, I'm sorry we are out of time. And that brings us to the end of our show. We would like to thank our guests, Democratic Party supporter, Mr. Dan Moyo, and Mr. Innocent Ndenda, who leans Republican. And of course, a big thanks to you, our valued listeners at home. Let's make another date tomorrow. Signing off, I'm Tungamilinkomo. Good night.